Okay, recording light is on. If anyone, we record these sessions and attach them to the minutes. If anyone is uncomfortable with that or has an objection, you can either raise it now or leave the meeting. This is the March 3rd, 2021 meeting of the ORAN software community. Today, our scribe is Jinri from CMCC. We will start with the roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri?
Yes, I'm here.
David?
Hi, this is David.
John Paul?
Good morning, Jack. Hello, everybody. John Paul here.
Masafumi-san?
Hi, this is Masafumi.
Huha?
Hello, everybody. This is Johan.
William?
Hello, this is William from Orange.
Ganesh?
Morning, Jack. Hi, everyone. This is Ganesh from Redisys.
And Vishwa. Okay. Good attendance today. Vishwa hasn't been attending for a while from Verizon, so we'll continue on. The next one, next step is the minutes. Last week's minutes were provided by Ganesh. So we'll go down to 224. The recording is attached. There are notes taken and recorded as part of the minutes. Does anyone have any questions, corrections, or comments for the minutes from the February 24th, 2021 meeting?
Jack, to be honest, I would suggest to kind of delay the meeting minute approval this time till next week. The reason is that I believe that the meeting minutes was just posted just a few hours ago, I think. At least from my side, when I reviewed the website today, I think it's my morning. My afternoon, yeah. So I haven't seen it, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry, I agree with you. So let's approve this in the next meeting. I apologize. I had delays in updating this minute.
No problem.
No. I fully understood. Yeah. I know you're also very busy. Yeah. Just trapped in working group 8 hours. Yeah.
Sure, no problem.
By the way, I appreciate your in open summit.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll postpone the meeting minute approval till next week. That's fine. Then we'll move on to today's agenda. Does anyone have anything to add to today's agenda?
Jack, I saw an email from Xiaohua, the infrastructure PTL. Applying for the talk seat. So I think we can bring this up.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that the last couple of meetings about if there is interest in a talk seat position, we'll be going through that process here. That was the only one that I saw a comment on. So we'll be closing that out. This is probably a good point to make a last call. If there's any interest, please do that by the end of this week. Let us know and we'll proceed through the process. All right. There's no other additions to the agenda. We'll move on to release votes and approval. Are there any pending items for votes or approval from anybody, to the TOC? No? Okay, so there's no open items. Then we'll continue on to the next item, open item, which is the copyright There's been a lot of activity going on right now. We had another meeting last Friday.
Jack. Jack, sorry. I have one comment. Probably I need Ganesh to help me to check. I mean, this afternoon when I update the agenda for today's meeting, and because I haven't seen a meeting minute, so I don't know the action points from last meeting. So for me, I simply copy the agenda from last week and paste it here. But just a few hours ago, Ganesh has already updated this meeting minute, and I haven't just get the time to update today's agenda. So I don't know, probably Ganesh, can you help me to check? I mean, is there anything missing from today's agenda? In particular, any action points from last week that I missed here? I think this is important.
Yeah, only one action item I marked in the Oran business, which is the meeting which Jack suggested to have at the executive committee. You said you'll work with Zipnik for arranging that meeting with EC, a review with EC. That's on the Oran business side. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you good then, Jean-Marie?
Yeah. But I cannot do it in real time because, let me see what I can. Do you want me to update you now, or because?
So, Jindy, I suggest updating this later. Maybe we can go with the standard agenda and then capture the minutes here and then update, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've completed the. We were going to start item six, which is the copyright update. Is that okay to continue, Henry?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay.
So we had a meeting last week, last Friday, that included Ericsson, Nokia, Qualcomm, and then regularly AT&T. Stefan was there from O-RAN Alliance, Scott Nicholas from Linux Foundation. I'm not sure anybody from CMCC was there last week. They've been there some weeks. But the, you know, they talk through the license. There's some follow-up action items that they're working on this week. We'll meet again this Friday. I've also seen out of that meeting, there were a couple agenda items. One, Stefan is getting input from European operators, and he set up a meeting next week. And this week there was a working meeting set up, and then but we'll continue to meet on Fridays till we get this resolved. So the work continues, but it's kind of a little bit broader scope in the sense that they're also trying to work the items with 3GPP and Etsy at the same time. All right. Are there any questions?
And just a very quick comment there, Jack, from Ericsson. And I guess we missed the first meeting 2 weeks ago. We were in the session, as you said, last Friday. I think one of the items was that we would take maybe a prep or a catch-up meeting before this Friday session. So I tried to call something with, I tried to book something in the calendar with Hank, yourself, one or two others for this afternoon at our time, I guess, in Europe. I don't know if you've seen the invite or if you're available. If you would like me to reschedule, I can do that. But maybe you could take a look after this meeting and get back and let me know if the time suits.
I can make it. I'll respond.
Perfect. Thanks.
And then let's get back to this. Okay. So the discussion continues on in that forum. The current trend is towards a license around the material that we use from ORAN Alliance. What it would require is that when they generate the specs in ORAN Alliance, that they pull out the material that is of interest to license to the open source community into a separate file that they would put under this license, which then we could pull into OSE and then use downstream. So it's not the, I'm concerned about the friendliness of the process in the sense of how, you know, I don't want to duplicate material because then you never, then people don't keep both copies updated as to in line with the spec in a, and pulling it out into a separate document. But if you don't, the original spec becomes very hard to follow because you have to jump to a supporting document for different parts of it. So we're going to have to see how this works out in practice. But that's where the legal teams are kind of pointing us to at this point in time. It will give us what we need. It's just a little, I'm concerned about the process and how well it will be maintained. That's kind of an update on the copyright. Is there any other questions? All right. ORAN, other business. Jinri, is there anything, or does anyone else have any ORAN Alliance business?
So from my side, probably just one thing. The Open Summit last week, it was well attended. So we have two channels. One is from China, and the other is to join from out of China. And I mean, at that time, for domestic, I mean, in China, we have right around 1,000 audience, say online. And for the international platform, the live stream platform, for the event, we have around, I remember it's near 2,000 audience at the same time watching this event. Okay, so, and yeah, this is the first thing. The second thing is, to be honest, there were some accidents during that live streaming. We heard some, reports from the attendees. Yeah, we are addressing that. But I mean, this is kind of ORAN's issue. So I'm sorry, I cannot disclose any more details here. The third thing is that if you want to review that recording, it is available on the ORAN website. So probably together with the meeting minutes, I can also put their link. Yeah. I think that's my only update for ORAN related business.
All right, where they're putting it on the ORAN site, does it require ORAN membership to view it or?
No, it's public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, then everyone can go and access it. All right, anyone else on any ORAN related business?
Right. Oh yeah, probably just one last thing, Jeff. I know from, I think it's last week or this week. Yeah, anyway, I mean the MVPC, committee, the MVP committee has already initiated their work after the face-to-face, virtual face-to-face. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a meeting going on right now in parallel. Ritwick, John is not in this meeting because he's in that meeting. So.
Oh, okay, it's in parallel, okay.
Yeah. All right. So I think at this point, what I'm going to do, let's see, what else is there? There's the open action item. Ganesh, did you get a
response? Sorry, Jack. I'm sorry for this. I just forgot one last thing. Let me check my calendar. If I remember correctly, on this Friday, there will be a special TSC meeting, and the agenda, the major topic, I believe, is related to the copyright discussion. Yeah. So just, I think TSC, even for TSC, most people can attend the meeting. Yeah. That's it.
All right, well, I wasn't asked to prepare any material for it, so I assume someone else is going to lead the discussion. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's touch base. Ganesh, you haven't heard anything for Stefan. I'll generate another email.
No, Stefan. Not yet, Jack, yeah.
I think he's back more now. Mm-hmm. He's joining more calls, so hopefully he's caught up and we can get that addressed.
So, right. Ganesh, when did you reach Stefan last time?
That was probably in last year, maybe November timeframe or December. Okay. I'll double check. I do remember sending one more reminder to Stefan and others. Okay.
I also sent a reminder to Stefan mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks ago, but there is no response.
Okay. The last email I checked was on 10th February.
Okay. Well. Oh. Okay. So keep pinging him.
Sure.
Then there was the board meeting. So I know he's pretty occupied with the elections and the board meeting. So hopefully all that's passed now and we can get to that. D-release points. I think Ritwick's not here, but he had the action item to set up a call with the TIFG co-chair and talk about how we can better align, you know, testing and integration activities. And then let's see, action point to TOC members and whole community to indicate what we do, what we really need to deliver and deem to be successful and useful. Okay. Any questions on the D release? I mean, we're beginning the implementation at this point. So, you know, the targets and requirements should be set, not changing, and the team should be working towards those goals. All right, let's see, is Trishan on today? No, I do not see Trishan. Okay, so CII badging. Last week, Mahesh, you reported that you did get started on it. Is there anybody, the goal is to complete it by the end of this release. Is there anybody that has any questions are items to raise on the process? Okay, so I'll look to
Just to check, is the SMO project the only project who which hasn't finished the CI badging questionnaire?
No, it's not finished. It started at this point.
Yeah, I remember there's a table.
There's a table.
Yeah.
That we can look at for the status. But I was the goal is completion. I think they were the project that hadn't really started the process. So Mahesh reported last week.
About 30%.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So at least people are progressing.
Okay, and, I see. Yeah.
That's the first milestone that we were looking for, is to have everyone begin the process. And then we'll check at the end of every software development cycle for progress toward the overall end. Hopefully people don't wait to the last week to do it. So that's the process. Okay. That's the update on the badging. Trishan and Ritwick aren't here. Felix?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any open issues right now?
I know that there are multiple emails that's asking my assistance with the OSC labs. I'm slowly catching up. It has been a busy week, but I promise to finish the OSC lab preparations for the teams by the week, end of this week.
Okay. I know there's been a bunch of questions because we have a external lab partner who is setting up a lab, and they're generating a lot of questions as well.
I will pick up the discussion thread very soon.
Okay. Very good. Oh, go ahead.
Which is the extended lab? Which is the extended lab partner?
So this is this is a professor from Taiwan, the University of Texas, Science and Technology. Oh. And they want to collaborate with us and set up a separate lab in Taiwan that basically is a replica of the OSC lab we have in AT&T. And they also want to participate in the ODU testing, as well as the security and the integration testing for the entire ONSC project.
Okay, I'm a bit confused here. Do you mean that the new lab is kind of complementary to our OFC lab in AT&T, or is it totally or almost the same as?
My understanding is that they should be complementary. And we don't have a limitation on what we can run in the lab. So in general, there's just another lab you can do things in parallel. And especially during the releasing time, then we will have different teams that can produce, can perform the different kinds of integration testing in both of the labs that will speed things up. But later we can discuss what kind of role they can play. Regarding that, there's another lab in AT&T.
Okay, there are also, Felix, as we mentioned before, a few university labs, public research labs in Europe, as well as North America. And I think we need to figure out how OSC can benefit from the work that's done in those labs. They're also potential OTIC candidates within ORAN. And OTIC, of course, is the formalized designation of an ORAN testing and integration center.
Right. And I think that actually is a very interesting venue we want to explore, because especially for the researchers in the universities and it may not be easy for them to participate testing in the OSC lab directly, but if there is a lab run by academic community, it will help them a lot, especially if they want to publish papers related to ORAN projects. And so definitely we want to talk to them and see how we can get assistance from them.
There is an issue we have right now on release D with the lab regarding the front hall. In order to do a hybrid model where the SMO will connect to the ORU, we need it to be an eCIPRI interface. So we need to find a front hall gateway to put in there between the point-to-point connection between the ORU and the ODU.
Yeah.
And so we're looking in, Ritwick is gonna probably reach out to you, Felix, and I think, and others to try and see what we can do there. Without it, then there's no, we'd either have to implement code in the ODU to act as a packet forwarding interface for the front hall end plane to the ORU for hybrid, or we'd have to implement into the ODU a complete domain manager for a hierarchical model. And both of those latter ones require a significant amount of coding to be done in the ODU that really won't go to anything but creating this pipeline. So we think that the front hall gateway is faster, but of course it requires a device.
So was this discussed in yesterday's RCEP meeting? I'm sorry, I was not able to.
Yeah, yes, we discussed it yesterday in the RSAC because it was a thread talking about part of that thread that's the OSC lab thread that you haven't caught up with yet. It discusses that notion, and that's the sort of the conclusion from Ken and myself looking at the behavior and the front hall spec and how their ORU is, and they can support it if we had the eCIPRI interface, routable IP as described in front hall endplane.
I see. So I'm going to review the meetings videos and I'm going to catch up with you and Rick, and let's just get down to it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
And there are several options. Certainly the open front hall experiments and demonstrations in university labs in North America and Europe bypass the complexity of front hall gateway. But those test beds could be considered as candidates. And the one in North America is already integrated to some extent with multiple vendor labs, as well as a couple AT&T labs.
Yeah, Tracy, did those models still have a connection to from the ORU device instead of just to the SMO for the demonstration? Did it also still maintain the CUS plane connection?
No, we kept it real simple. But well,
that's the problem, though. Is
well,
that
no? Now is the, that's not the problem because we can build upon that potentially. I'm sure there will be offline discussions about this.
Okay, let's take it offline then. That doesn't jive with the information that we've found in experimentation in our lab.
All right. So we have to work through that to keep the lab going for, you know, the integration and testing of the software. And
one last word about this. When we probably need to have an offline discussion with Felix and Ritwick and others with the OTIC subteam in the TIFG. We did specifically state that OTICs, these ORAN testing and integration centers, would be suitable for integration testing. We didn't define it, you know, rigorously, but you know, it would be good if we could, you know, sync up with OTIC and have a common understanding. So, you know, I will set up a quick conversation with Chow.
Well, that was up above. You saw there was an action item for Ritwick to set up that, you know.
Oh, okay.
You do it too. That's okay. Fine. but somebody to set up that TIFG meeting so we can.
I thought that had something separate that was separate and apart from the whole lab thing, but absolutely.
Guys will cover it together.
Yeah. Because there's been quite a lot of work with, you know, what does ORAN and ORAN software community require in terms of, you know, test beds, you know, guidelines, you know, the ability to accommodate open source elements as well as vendor proprietary elements, operator, IPR. So I'll talk to Ritwik later, Jack.
Okay.
See how he wants to proceed.
All right. Now, then we'll move on to.
Jack, I have one further question for clarification. So I know we have already have one OAC lab, and Tracy just now mentioned some labs in the YOLO, which are kind of OTIC candidates, right? And suppose we established the lab in Taiwan. And my question is, in particular for the lab in Taiwan, my question is, how can we call this lab? Can we call it OAC lab, but do we have an official name for OAC lab? Or what is the kind of official relationship between these two? I mean, between the OAC lab in the North America and the lab in Taiwan. I'm a bit confused here.
Okay.
So I can answer the first part of that question, Jinri. The relationship between the labs in, this is the labs from up until now, not Taiwan. The relationship among the labs in China, India, North America, and Europe is that they're loosely described as OTIC candidates. And that loose definition is intended to allow them to also double duty, so to speak, as OSC integration labs, based on getting the appropriate designation from the OSC. That's been the direction so far.
Okay.
And I would think the Taiwan, if depending upon, you know, the conversations with them, either, you know, they'll elect to be very specifically an OSC lab or an OTIC candidate that specializes in OSC integration. Again, this has to be discussed more in depth offline with, you know, per the item B.I on Jack's agenda. But that's where we are so far. And you'll see that reflected in the, you know, the documentation, the readouts from both PlugFest, which so far have been mostly focused on open front hall, as well as proofs of concept, which have looked at, you know, ORAN entities, you know, interacting, interoperating with OSC releases. And it's been kind of loosely defined up until now, but now I think is the right time for better definition.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tracy. I see. Yeah.
So also, Jinri, you know, I've been calling for more help on the whole integration and test aspect. It was originally a pretty small team of Lu Jing. Now Felix has kind of stepped in to help. But we really need to expand the integration and test team on the software side as there's more modules and more functionality growing. It needs more participation. And so this lab brings some resources that can work on some items. But I think, as Tracy identified, we're just in the early stages of exploring how to get things set up and what the level of interest is and how best to align the different activities. So
Yeah, I see. Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's go on to our PTL report. Ritwick said he set up a link for. Let me just grab something. 1 second. Let me find. All right. I hate when the floating bar covers what you're trying to do. Okay, so, Ritwick set up for the D release here for, breakdown of the different projects. The, we've done this before, there'll be a page that kind of breaks down and explains a little bit of what's going on. We did this for the Cherry. We need to kind of do it for the D release as well. Ritwick's coordinating, but each of the PTLs needs to, summarize, put a little summary paragraph, and then links to whatever is relevant. They don't have to do it in multiple places. They could put links, but at least here should be a description of what's being worked on and trying to be achieved, as an overall goal of the D release. And so each of the projects should have an update relative to the D release so people can see, and it becomes part of our long-term record of what was done in the D release activities. So that's one of the asks that is set up. So that is, let me see, can I go to chat? So that's the link Ritwick gave me on the ORAN wiki. People can find it in the chat. All right, so each of the PTLs needs to get there. So now let's kind of go through the different PTLs. John Keeney, is there any updates or any issues for the non-real time, Rick?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get myself off mute. No particular update. We're still doing some training and prototyping around an RAP execution platform. Other than that, we're carrying on with the other tasks assigned to us in Dawn. We're still trying to figure out how we can do the RU use case, but to be honest, it seems that there's very little for us to do there. And there's a lot of bigger problems, I think, with the use case beyond what we have to do. Nothing too exciting to report at this stage. Thanks.
Mahdi, anything on
Rick? Yeah. No pluckers. Things are moving along. The repo creation for the RIC SDK was finally completed. The new process was a little painful, and there were mistakes made on my end multiple times, but we finally got there. And as far as the work on the different X apps, it's kind of progressing at different pace. The Samsung team in China just got back from vacation about a week ago. So they are just kind of, we are still coordinating exactly what they need to do and when, but the other work has been moving along already for a while. So no blockers, just a lot of coordination effort between multiple companies.
Has any, no new work has started in the new repos yet, right?
They're not in the SDK repo, but there are new XApps that are coming in the D release that were not part of Cherry release. There's a load prediction XApp from China Mobile. There's demo XApps from Samsung India team, the Hello World, essentially in Python and Go. So we have a full set of example XApps. Those have started populating code in those new repos. Am I forgetting anything else? So yes, so there's new code in those repos, but not in the SDK yet.
All right, but is the people engaged on the SDK project at this point, or is it still?
Yes, it's still in the discussion stages. And we are trying to get more people involved in the discussion. So in Working Group 3, RIC Architecture Task Force, we presented a contribution a few weeks ago, and there's been online discussion about it. It has been put on a little bit of a back burner in Working Group 3 because there's a release, the document that they want to complete this month. So the SDK work is going to be for the next version. So after the current RIC architecture document is completed, then the focus of Working Group 3 RIC architecture task force is going to be on the API or SDK aspects. So that's the status. And the OSC, what we are trying to implement something pre-spec and focus on, not to do a complete SDK, but focus on some subset of the SDK that would support. One idea that we've been tossing around is, could we implement a KPI MON XApp that would be portable between OSC and SDRAN? But given that the discussion on the what should be the portability SDK is still in the early stages, it's I would view it somewhat optimistic that we would get this wrapped in release D, even for that subset. But we're trying.
Okay, so in general, the two platforms that the interoperability is actively being worked in this forum is the open source one that we have in the repo, plus the ONF near real-time RIC. But we do know other people are working on their various implementation flavors. So I guess one of the questions I have is, does anyone on the call here part of a team that's using are representing a company that's developing their own variation of the near real-time RIC? It could be built off of the open source software. It could be built different ways. But is there anybody here who has a near real-time RIC that we should talk about adding to the interoperability testing to get enough diversity into the program? I don't know if anyone else is part of an effort to do that. Nokia has the one that builds upon what we're doing here in the open source, but I don't know if anyone else had picked that code up and done some variant or something else. Okay. Just thought I'd ask. But at some point here, Madi, to prove true, interoperability, we probably need to find one or two other RIC implementations out there to look at interoperability across them at some point in the future.
Yes, yes. And of course, when working group three reaches conclusion, that then we can, it's more, at this point, it's more of a proof of concept type of, can we build an XApp that is portable between these two as a kind of a quick effort while the working group three is working on the eventual standard.
I would eventually like to see some kind of badging opportunity around you know, that interoperability demonstrations, as they're talking about, you know, having some kind of badging supported as part of, you know, ORAN. That's the kind of example that I think badging would do well in setting up an independent test and having people be able to demonstrate that they can pass that into, you know, common independently developed tests. So at some as part of this process, Maddie, there's probably some test criteria that we want to build along the way that we'll use as a way to demonstrate that interoperability. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Just a quick thought. We have the Hello World XApp that is attempting to demonstrate all the features of E2A101, access to the RNIB, et cetera. So that could potentially, just a quick thought, that might be kind of a way to validate that after we have ported that, of course, on the portability SDK.
Right. Okay.
And that could even like test different features and say which ones work and then give a score.
Good. That's kind of what we need to think about, how to create that diversity and drive that discussion around people who are using it and demonstrating capability around things that come out of ORAN in general, but OSC as well. And then we can continue that discussion and align that with the TIFG work, who would be probably the entity that would issue those badges. Okay. All right. Good. Anything else, Monty?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thora, how is the near real-time RIC doing?
Yes, so what can I say? What's maybe important for everyone is we have the D release content somewhat clear. We will talk about it again 2 weeks from now. I forgot talking about this last week in the project meeting yesterday. So, but the content should be clear. I have links on that I can copy in the other page to the D release page that you showed earlier.
Good.
One thing I want to mention is we will switch to E2AP version 1.1. So right now it's 1.0 because we do implement features that require capabilities from 1.1. So most important is configuration update or configuration transfer messages from E2 nodes like the GNode B to the RIC, to the near real-time RIC. 1.1 is backwards compatible, so this should work. But for instance, on simulator side, of course, we need also simulator work to support 1.1, and that's done by the same guys who work on the configuration update, configuration transfer. So I hope, I'm not sure what the other teams did with respect to 1.1, but it obviously would be a something worth implementing. What else I have? And then we did analyze this CII requirements and did some actions there. What might be interesting for everybody is, so we agreed that now in every project meeting, we do check a couple of things that are required by CRI. For instance, we double check that large commits do have unit tests added. So we want to double check that that's actually followed. And then the other thing we have created is a release checklist. Right now there are three criteria. So when we release the de-release, we will go to that criteria list and it will assure that some of the CRI requirements are fulfilled and documented. Don't ask me now what was on them. Most likely this is related to double checking that we have the any kind of security bugs that we have added them in the release notes. So this is one of the CRI criteria. Security bugs, we did this for the RIG project. We have now a category called security bug in the Jira project. So they are the same way as normal bugs, except that they are classified as security bug. It's a special type that we requested from LF to be added to that project. Right now we don't, there are other ways to manage those, but it was a quick and easy way to handle this. And then I added in the meeting minutes here for the talk under 10, you don't see it yet, unless you reload, some information about the sharing of the IT support cases. So if you create an IT support case with Linux Foundation that affects ORAN, you can mark them as ORAN so that everybody under ORAN can see them. That is, but you can only do this if you have previously announced that you belong to the ORAN organization, to this IT support. And in order to do that, you just have to raise a support request to the Jira tool there, which says, please make me a member of the ORAN community. This, at least on our side, it helps moving the discussion out of email into this tool. Yep. Maybe that's it from my side.
Okay, that's a good point to raise. So everyone should try to share with their teams doing that update so that you can be, you know, part of the LF community and part of that distribution list. So please, across all the projects, you know, we'll add that, keep that part of the discussion till we get a sense that everybody has done that. All right. Any questions for Thoroff? Okay. Next one, OCU is, you know, the problem case, and then we'll skip over that for now. But I would wanted to, was it you, Ganesh, that raised a couple of issues last week that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, Jack, I just was saying that some minor improvements can be done, and I think already seeing that the PTLs are being given time now. And the other part was more about the meeting minutes. So that is something that's like a cleanup, which we have mostly done. My suggestion was to collate all the action points in one place. And I think we'll do that cleanup as we do. Mostly it's done. It's good to review the action points before we start off on the updates for the current, is what I wanted to suggest.
Okay, is there anything else? All right, so then you want, is Sachin on? I don't see Sachin today. Do you want to talk about where we are in the ODU High?
Zach, this is Purthi here. I can give an update from ODU High.
Good.
So from the integration perspective, we have once again started off in the OSE lab in the radio mode, but we are still blocked on the ORU integration with the ODU low. So we are waiting for that to be completed. And from the dev perspective, we have the data path rolling now, and we will be meeting the QAM requirements as well, the modulation requirements. We are working on that. Apart from that, the major dev activity is regarding the update to the TDD mode. along with the numerology one, and the development plan is in line, and we're currently making good progress there. Apart from that, we're also working on the new use case, the closed loop automation, and we are frequently having discussions on it in the RSAC and on emails as well. So we're getting things cleared as in how we progress through this release. Apart from that, on the OVEN perspective, we are being supported by HCL for it, and they're currently working on the TLS aspects of the same. So those are pretty much the updates I have from the ODU Hive front.
Okay. At the beginning, you described you were blocked because of some issues. Are they being addressed? Is there something we need to do to help accelerate that being cleared?
Yes, I guess the VRV team and the Intel team is working on that, on getting the ORU and the ODU low communication up.
All right, is that somehow related to what David, you were talking about, or is that a different problem? David Kinsey?
Sorry, I missed the question.
All right, can you repeat what you're being blocked because of?
I was just saying that the ORU and the ODU low integration has to be completed for us to proceed with the other messages, the other flow to be tested out, and we're currently waiting for that to continue with the other messages that can be integrated from the ODU high towards the ODU low and in turn the ORU.
May I chime in? Sorry for this part, because it's related to the Intel and the VRBase ORU emulator. So current to the, the status is we can, for the ODU loop perspective, we can bring up the ODU loop with the radio mode and bring up the front hall interface towards the ORU. But from the other side, they can get the synchronization plan and then, but for the COS plan, and the first step, they would like to try to connect to the SMO through the, I cannot understand that part, but somehow it's waiting here for the SMO and ORU talking. But through the email exchange, I saw the VRV's response is for this COS plan, it can be run in parallel with the SMO, M-plan or SIP or M-plan message exchange. So, but we do need to wait the VRV team to get ready for the ORU, to configure it ready. And also also send the ORU site, not the ORU site, but the aligned profiling towards the ODU and the ORU. And ORU can do the fixed configuration and bring it up. Then we can try if the ORU can get the package, CU plan package from ODU low.
Right. So the problem that we've been having, Jack, is that we can connect the CUS, which is a P2P connection between the ORU, the VIAVI ORU simulator, and ODU low. But when we do that, then its in-plane also tries to go to the ODU low, which of course we have no NetConf client or none of the plumbing to do that level of configuration through the ODU to the ORU. And so then to get the CUS working, we could disconnect to get the in-plane working to the SMO, we could disconnect the CUS and connect it to the SMO, no problem. And we could do that, but what we actually need is both the CUS and the in-plane to the SMO connected at the same time in order for the full use case to work.
Right, and that's going down the front hall gateway path.
Yes.
And so I'm just trying to make sure I understand that the blocker that...
Right, so it depends on how we configure the ORU, but we can only do one at a time. So right. While we're waiting for a front hall gateway, we can reconnect it up so we can get the CUS and dedicate a pre-config of the ORU. So it will come up as if it was configured and establish the CUS, and we can see some of that flow. We can't really toggle we could even look on Wireshark to see if the connection is dropped and the behavior of the ORU. So we can see all that, but we can't get the alarm that we expect to get out of the ORU because we don't yet have the front hall implant. Once that is done, we could switch it and do the development to make sure, because that is new development. The lost link alarm is actually new development in the simulator from Viavi. So we could test that part to subscribe and get the alert. But we wouldn't be, we'd have to basically simulate that alert. Now that's pretty easy because you just don't have a DU to connect. And when the ORU comes up and starts trying to connect with its config, it's going to say, "Up, I can't connect, and be issuing the alarm. So we could easily test that. But to get the two together, we're going to need some form of a connectivity that would allow the in-plane to go to the SMO while the CUS goes to the DU.
Right. I'm just trying to make sure that's the same, you know, we're solving the same problem to clear support the blocker issue, and that we don't miss something and solve one and not the other. That's all I'm trying to
do. Yeah, and I'm not 100% certain, but I believe that we're all talking about the same problem, which is the connectivity, the use case requires both. And so the config coming down from ODU low is in response to setting up and turning on that. So then we detect it and then turn it back off. We can do a certain amount of pairwise testing, but we can't do a full integrated test. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that discussion and update. It's important to clear the blocking items as soon as possible, because that just means that testing can occur incrementally, and so it just builds up, you know, our backlog of things right. to get done at the end. All right, so, you know, please work on that. Let me know if there's anything I need to do to
accelerate. Ritwick thinks that he might have a way to find a front hall gateway we could use, so he's following up with Rich.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, we're a little over in our time this week, so we'll cut it off there and we'll continue down the list next week. Does anyone have any other business before that needs to be attended to today before we close the meeting today?
Jack, just very quick thing from China Mobile side. So I will have a change on the alternate. So currently it is Weichen Ni. And it will be replaced by my another colleague, who is called James Lee. So I will give the name when I provide a meeting minute later. Okay.
Okay.
So he is based in the West Coast. So this is a bit early for him to attend. However, he is closely watching and working. Actually, he is working with. Martin or I mean in the direct platform project.
Okay. Just an update them on the website here up at the top where we have the alternates listed so we know who the official alternate is.
Yes, I know. Yes.
All right. Anyone else? Well then, thank you everyone. We'll call a close to the meeting today of the ORAN software community. Thank you everyone for attending, and we'll look forward to picking up the discussion next week. Thanks, Jinri. You can stop the recording.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.